Mr. Acting Chair, would it be nice if we could have a show of hands on these resolutions today, just so that it shows a bit more respect for those who bother to turn up. You can get a sense of the mood of the meeting, as opposed to just having faceless institutions who don't turn up or speak, dominating the poll. Look, my only minor worry about Mr. Joseph is I think he's got a bit of a habit of going weak at the knees when he comes up against a billionaire. If you go back to ANI, when Kerry Packer threw us through ANI, one of the worst hospital passes ever thrown in corporate history in Australia, ANI and Smorgon subsequently dropped well over $500 million on the notorious Holter business in Europe. And Mr. Joseph's response was to run a campaign to vote off Ross Palmer from the board, Ross Palmer being the only director who wanted to actually get to the bottom of the situation and find out what had gone on and have an independent inquiry. So the whole perception from this episode was that the infamous Packer power had basically got to Mr. Joseph. Then you have the Westfield deal last year, when another billionaire comes along and we're offering three shopping centres at book value in what looks like a sweetheart deal. And whilst this last one's probably more to do with management, we then have another billionaire in Mr. Beeson offering up his shopping centre, and we get out the chequebook for $621 million. So I guess I worry, given that history of ditching Ross Palmer because he was, quote, a disharmonious and disruptive director, when he was just trying to get to the bottom of a bit of a corporate scandal, I just worry a bit about his approach in standing up for the independent small shareholders when he comes up against a really big gorilla out there, be it Packer, be it Lowy, or be it, more latterly, Mr. Beeson.
Well, thank you for your comment and your history lesson. Some of us might have other recollections than yours of that history. However, I don't think there's any necessity for Mr. Joseph to respond to that, because I can tell you, having served on this board with Mr. Joseph for the period of time that he's been on the board, and going through the times that we went through for a 12-month period, that I didn't notice any weakness at the knees in front of billionaires or millionaires or corporate giants or anything else. And I think shareholders are able to see the results that have occurred under his leadership, and I think they stand for themselves.